Bad time never lasts, only tall people do.
Oh, you've not, you've said.
When they choke hood, let y'all love.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Are you done making noise?
Yeah, I'm done. Jesus. All right, guys, welcome back.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast. My name is Nicole.
My name is Samuel Sin.
No, it's not. It has never been. It has. You've been trying to make this thing stick
for years.
It has never stuck.
Stuck
or stucken.
Stucked.
Stuckened.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
You know our motto.
We usually say the motto at the end, but okay.
No, you have said it in the beginning.
No.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Zero Expectations Podcast. You know the motto.
If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here. Why are you smiling like that?
I came up with this shit, man.
No, that's
so
absolutely untrue.
I did. Okay, so today's episode.
Roll intro.
Wait first.
Oh my God.
Before we roll the intro, we need to tell them what the episode is going to be about.
When did we restructure the podcast?
I don't know. It's my podcast. It's Obasimbong's podcast.
Nope.
All right. Okay. You know, let's roll the intro.
Roll intro. Sorry, it's a podcast. Go say it.
Roll intro.
Yeah!
Hi, guys. Anyways, hi, guys. We decided to do something now for us to be more in tune with culture.
That's not in tune with more culture.
We decided to have pre-recorded episodes. No, before we...
I'm convinced. Did we do live episodes?
Yes. No, but we are pre-preying.
Okay, pre-preying.
We are so far front now. We are in December. No, we're actually in February. January. Just February. No, January zone is ready. That's what they're going to listen to last week. This is February zone.
Last?
Yes. No, because I'm talking in...
You're talking in future tense.
Yes, yes. So, I'm going to handle this episode. And next week's episode is Nicole's own.
Oh,
so, I decided to switch it up a little bit. So, I think the episode has been going dark a little bit. So, today we're going to now make it much better.
Much better.
By talking about wholehearted, nicer things in our life. Uh-oh, D1 is here.
This guy, yeah, carry the whole palo. Oh my gosh.
All right, so we're going to now, this segment is
called This Girl Can Sing.
No, I can't
wait for my episode. I'll be singing the whole time.
So this episode of Zero Expectations is proudly brought to you by
Kool-Aid.
Men's Shaving Wear Stick. Yes, I took an ad. And
when?
If you want to shave your man's back, you need to use Men's Shaving Wear Kit. You can buy it in Umaya.
Do they deliver?
They sadly don't.
Yes, so God, you.
For anybody that 1% in Umaya that can use Men's Shaving Wear.
How much did they pay for this ad?
2,000 naira. Umaya people. Hey. We actually don't have an
where's
ad.
My share of the 2,000 years?
We never get one single ad.
But where's my share of the 2,000 years?
There's no ad. I was just joking.
Why
will anybody know?
You where I know. There is an ad.
Have you seen it?
And they've paid it. I knew it.
Okay, good. It was biscuit I ate yesterday night.
You didn't even give me. I did not give. You didn't give me. I didn't even see you eating biscuits.
You did not give me your biscuits.
I went.
It was Nukos.
Who?
Nukos.
Nukos is a biscuit.
Is that? Umaya biscuit. Hi guys, this episode is also sponsored by Umaya. Nukos. Only found in Umaya.
You disgust me.
I saw the podcast. They own 90% of it. It was 5,000 in total. So this is our last episode.
Tomorrow, so I don't get to do more episodes where I sing.
Ubechim and Stephanie will continue zero expectations.
So cool. Do you know what happened? We'll start the next episode. I say, hi, my name is Stephanie Ubechem.
You go forget.
I'll be like, hi, my name is Stan.
All right, so this... I went online and I searched for how to know your siblings much better. These questions I'm asking you should not in any way be go to any deep angle.
Better don't ask me. Don't ask me no deep-ass questions.
I'm not asking you. It's Google that you're supposed to be
asking. You can read, no?
This episode is sponsored Select by Duolingo, Umaya's version.
Duolingo.
Duolingo, yes.
Duolingo.
Umaya's version. Umlingo.
Ah, God.
Umayilingo.
I know they paid more than 2K.
It's just like, let's say like 13 questions, but you can flesh it out a little bit, so don't be giving me a quick answer. Like you're talking to a guy that you're not interested in.
I should not give you deep. First of all, I'm never interested in you.
Wait. Olodo shit.
Stupid. Stupid idiot, stupid boy.
What I meant is that you know how many girls are not interested.
You make me so
upset. I make you upset.
I swear to God.
I've been looking at your eyes since and there's something coming out from your eye. You need to remove that thing.
What is that?
It's like flesh.
I have flesh coming out of my
eye. You can remove the mucus in your eye.
What the hell?
I don't know what's in your eye. Just clean your eye. The other one.
There's nothing there.
Now you've seen it, bruh.
There's nothing there. Why are you a pants?
Okay, there's actually nothing there.
Are you mad?
Is that just not in this? Can I go with this section?
Don't be seeing things that are not there.
All right, let's go. First question is this. What? I can't ask you this.
You can't pronounce the word?
No, I can't ask
you. Yes, you can. Go ahead. Ask.
Because I know your answer and it is. What annoys you about your sibling?
Your face.
All right, cool. Next question.
Which of my siblings? Because Joshua can never annoy me.
I know.
Joshua is my...
That's why I said I know the answer.
He's my hole
in
hole.
What scares you the most in life? That's the
question. I said read the question. If it feels deep...
What scares you the most? Don't ask me. Like, what scares you? Just say what scares you.
Okay, my deepest fear is fear.
All right, now, so guys, this
Let
is the end
me
of
explain.
The episode.
My deepest fear is fear. Let
okay,
me explain.
What do you mean by fear?
Fear, because fear makes you do a lot of things. Fear makes you not reach your full potential. Fear is like the beginning of many, many things. So my deepest fear is fear. Fear holds you down.
That's actually very...
Fear makes you fail.
Okay,
fear makes
okay.
you... Okay,
I'm
sorry.
I was about to help you. Fear makes you fail. Not that you did not read. It was fear. I'm scared of the books, man.
That's
okay.
You.
Who was your first crush?
Ooh.
Was it nice of her?
Yeah, some good stuff. I don't know if I can remember.
Mine was Zainab. I remember it vividly.
Is that Slippery Sugar Lips?
No, not San Diego Sugar Lips. That's
San Diego Sugar Lips.
No, Zainab was an
Facebook
outside
was
babe.
Ratchet,
my dad
man.
Is about to hold his chest now. Yes, I was going to marry an outside babe. We used to hold hands a lot to the point that our flesh would come out. I know some people can relate.
What class
to this.
Was this?
This was when I was in primary school. So, and
what
one day she stood up and she shouted.
My first.
One day she stood up and she shouted, "I'm pregnant." And
because
my heart
you have held
dead.
Her hand to the
my
point of no return.
I was like, "This is it. This is love."
And you just knew you were the father.
I thought I was the father. But she said Emmanuel. It was like heartbreaking. I was like. Emmanuel?
How did she get pregnant in primary school, please?
No, she wasn't pregnant, obviously. Nobody knew what pregnancy was. But she said Emmanuel. I was like, Emmanuel did my babe.
You've been holding hands with other people.
Okay, all right.
Zainab is a hoe. Sorry.
Probably.
Do you still talk to her?
No.
Do you even know where she is?
No.
I think my first crush was a guy named Patrick.
Oh my God.
I do know him.
Not Patrick and Junior Fred.
I swear.
That bitch ass nigga that chased me with belts. Do you remember that day?
Yes.
Do you remember?
I do.
He chased me. I don't know. I remember him chasing. I don't know what I did. But
I'm sorry.
The seniority there was mad. There was Patrick and there was this other light skinned guy that had so
Izu.
Much money. Izu. That bitch ass nigga. I remember.
Everybody's
okay,
a bitch ass nigga.
Let me tell you about secondary school.
But all of this happened
left,
after I
yeah,
left. Because I was like, ah.
So Izu. Zoo had money, and I think he came from a single parent home or something. Mm-hmm. So I used to go to the canteen, and they would sell this yogurt in bottle, mm-hmm. and it would freeze, and the food inside, and it was so good. And I used to laugh every time I saw this sign in front of her. Before you enter inside the kiosk, there's like, "Don't borrow today, borrow tomorrow." And that thing made me laugh every time because I'm like,
tomorrow
will
never come.
And I remember one day I was there struggling with my only 100 naira. And I was about to buy this stuff, and I saw Izu counting 500 naira. Nothing baffled me. There are only two times in my life that I remember looking at money as this larger than life thing. That was one, and the second time was when I went to slots to buy memory card, and I saw one guy with his side chick or his babe, one of the roof, and this guy bought the BlackBerry Flip for both of them. And I was amazed. I was like, what?
Mm-mm.
Is he buying? You know, we live in the first stack. I had to cross the road.
Yeah, you have to go to the slot the other side.
So, yeah. Anyways, so Patrick, fuck you. All right, Patrick.
All
right. Have you ever heard... Oh, have you ever heard me cuss? I'm supposed to read this if I ask you.
I told you read it.
Okay. Have you ever been bullied?
Yes.
Where were you bullied?
In secondary school. Boarding school.
Oh, okay. What they bully you about?
It was very weird. I don't know. They didn't like how I sounded. I don't know.
You sounded too posh.
Yeah, they're like, what's my problem? They just beefy me. Even some of the guys in my class too. I don't know if it is that thing where they say if you like a girl, hit her or something. So I don't know what it was. They didn't hit me, but like they were just they would make jest of me, and it was just super annoying.
Like you're ugly.
Are you saying your mind? Okay. You're saying what? Because I know you didn't go to my school, so you didn't know what they were saying about me.
Okay, so they did not say that.
They did.
Okay. How did you overcome the bullies?
I never did. I graduated. I just see fear.
No, but you did. I think in your SS3, you loved the school more.
No. I really couldn't care less about the school. But how I moved on was after school, when I entered Ajay Crowder. Remember that first semester, I don't know if you heard, but we had a riot in school, blah, 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 that was at home. I was in Wura's house. So at that period, a lot of different people from secondary school started calling, especially the guys, like apologizing. So that was when
Do you still talk to anybody from Pentecost?
No, I do. I talk to Kamso, I talk to Kursi, Senami. Oh, yeah, no, I just talk to people.
Senami?
Yeah.
I don't know who she is, I've forgotten. Anyways.
Oh, I talk to them. Shout out to my girls.
Oh, damn. This one is here, so prepare for this question.
What is the question?
Tell me about your first kiss. Who was it?
I've never had a first
kiss. Shut up your mouth.
Oh, his name was Demola.
Jeez,
Yoruba Demo, you know, Ajay Crowder.
Precious.
I know.
Demola!
Wura's cousin.
Yes. The one that wanted to be president, though. Was he president in the end?
I think he was.
I think he was. I know Demola. Demola, how do you feel about that? Demola.
He has gone to bed. Let's not disturb him.
Demola.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry. What's your guilty TV pleasure? I actually know this, but I want you to answer it.
Korean drama.
No.
What was that?
It's Korean drama, but that's not guilty pleasure, because guilty pleasure is something you do once in a while.
Okay.
Korean drama is like your lifestyle.
That's my life.
Yes, that's your life. So guilty pleasure is more of like RuPaul.
Oh my gosh, I love them. I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I love it all. And I actually like watching. Oh my gosh. Did I tell you that for RuPaul's Drag Race, I started watching from season 10 down.
But 10 down? Why did you not watch from 1 up?
So when I saw the ad on Netflix, they were showing season 10.
Okay.
Right? So I now watched. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Let me watch. And I then realized. But there are other seasons on there.
Then
I now began to descend down to season 1 from 9-8. Oh!
Do you follow most of the winners?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do.
Let me tell you a story. So I was watching this show called Cheer.
Cheer. Is it a Korean drama?
No. Not everything's about Korea. Cheer is it.
Why do you sound pained?
I'm a documentary fan.
So I know. That's yours. That's your life.
Cheer is like their cheerleaders.
How do you do that thing? How do you watch documentary?
I don't know. I just like it. So they are cheerleaders and the rest and them. And it's about this school. And it's so good because you see some people.
There's actually a Korean drama called Cheer.
Who are like plus size and they can't actually do the cheer. So maybe they make them... be like person that carry and
that lifts people,
but you see how they hype, go on, you can do it, and they keep trying, and they have like this final thing that they do in the end where they compete with other schools. So I fell in love with one of the guys there because of just how he's big like me. I see myself, he's gay.
Okay.
So but like he would always hype and hype and hype and hype, and they made like an episode about him and how he always hypes. And And it was 2 seasons, so this came out a while ago. So the first season, I fell in love with the guy, and I was like, I want to follow him, I want to see where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest mistake, I should have waited till season 2.
Why?
Because when I search his name, he's in jail.
Why? He killed one of the cheerleaders.
No, I think he slept with an actual minor boy.
Oh, like bless.
A it off me.
Oh no.
When I saw it, I was like, I don't know how old the boy was, like
18. Oh no.
It was one of those cheer competitions for all these small, small children. He was always going for it. And I remember in one of the episodes, he's watching like cheer for children. And everybody was like, this guy watches almost every cheer. He knows all the winners. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. I don't see anybody watch out for the kids.
Stop, don't say it like that.
No. But that is why he's watching those things.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
I can finish it too. Because like it killed, like, and now I've learned my lesson. Finish the show. Because
then go and study.
They actually addressed it in like episode 5 or so.
God bless.
So Netflix, everyone wants to go and watch. I know
I'm watching it.
Anyways, season 1 is good. Season 2. Okay. All right, next one.
Oh gosh. Are you pregnant? No.
No, you will not answer this question. Well, who has a better handwriting in all your siblings?
I do.
All right, cool. I'm not going to complain. I never touch pen since I lived.
I do. I'm like, so who is Ramsey writing?
Who is a better cook?
I am.
Really? Between you and Joshua?
I am.
My name there. Okay.
I am.
Do you want children in the future?
I do. How many children? To be very honest, hey, God willing, God allowing, God providing, God supporting, I'd like to have 4.
I'd like to have 4.
Mine but I would like a boy to be the first child.
Okay,
growing up as the first child has taught me shit.
Because women can't be first children. All right, good.
Say it again. What is your... Say it again.
It's a joke, guys.
Say you are a jerky.
What is your dream job? Well, there are like 4 more questions and the episode is over.
My dream job... To be honest,
why you start everything with to be honest?
I know I'm following my passion right now and whatnot. Uh-huh. My dream job is anything that will give me plenty money. Give me plenty money.
Me too. That's my dream job.
Mm.
Oh, what's your favorite drink?
I'm torn.
I had so much. Yeah, I think of Star Adler.
It's Star Adler. Star Adler is probably
mixed drink with cocaine because you drink that once in a while.
That's not like my favorite, but yeah, I do love those.
Nicole takes cocaine on the side.
Is that the title of the episode? No, I'm done. At some point, I pray I'll stop being clickbait because I'm sick of the shit.
Because nobody cares about Prince. Anyway.
I'm sick of the shit. Okay, I like mimosas.
Oh, mimosa. I don't know what that is.
It's champagne mixed with orange.
Samosa.
I know. Champagne mixed with
samosa.
Champagne.
Champagne. Champagne mixed with samosa.
Champagne. Mm-hmm. Champagne mixed with orange juice. Orange.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mimosa.
Did you ever do prom?
Like end of the year party.
Mm-hmm. The question here was, who did they take to prom?
They did not take everybody to the prom. But in my end of the year party, they had people that are dating each other, so they all took each other to prom. But I think I have no body because, you know,
end of the year
a bully was going on in my school.
Party gave me one of the greatest, like, fear even till now.
Yeah, they raped you.
No. Jesus the week.
You say he gave me?
Fuck.
You say he gave me the biggest fear.
No, so there are some girls dancing. I know. I think you can already predict where the story is going.
You went to Rock One.
I went to Rock One. And the worst part is that if a girl denies you, it's best she just doesn't look back and just go. So it's like, it's her problem, not me.
When she
looks back, she's gauging.
She's like, yeah, I rejected
and after
right.
That, I go sit down. My ego is.
Bro, I'm going to be dancing in the corner, bust down 30, you know.
My ego is small.
I want to see you, but damn.
Small junk food.
I mean. You do.
No, I don't.
See me.
Now, technically, yes.
No,
I don't buy food online anymore. And all those things. I don't buy.
I just ordered for the first time online today. No. All of a sudden, it's me.
Technically, junk food is biscuits.
You don't eat it?
Glucose is brought to you by... All right, the last question is this.
Yeah.
Who is, this one is going to tear you, and you can't even answer this question.
Who is
your favorite celebrity?
Gasp, man.
Who is the celebrity that if they die right now, you're going to cry?
Huh. Ah. Because
there's one with just, okay, sorry.
Mm.
Sorry to the family. You shake head like Indian. Sorry.
It's called the Indian head babble.
I'll see you in the comment section. Sorry, guys.
This really hurt.
Maybe cast you.
And no, please, there are more, because there are a lot of, celebrities I really, really like. And I do, there is a lot.
Okay, maybe death is bad. Just name one person. Damn, man.
There are plenty.
Dead space. No team. You don't talk anything.
There are plenty that I really like. I love Toby Makinde. I love Bubemi. I love Bekele. Okay. I love Timini. I love Olumide.
Okay, okay. I get you. When I thought of celebrities, I thought of America ones. I did not know you were thinking of Nigerians.
When you said, oh, we didn't cast you, I thought you were talking about in my...
Oh, no, no. I was just talking about, you know, those celebrity movies you have.
Abroad people, none of the Hemsworth brothers should be touched. No Korean male actors should be touched. None of the BTS
Korean
music.
Korean male actors.
All of Korean male actors. Lee Min Ho, Park Jun Hoon, all of them. Han Ho Bin.
I believe Lee Min Ho, they actually drink virgin's blood.
No, because it's growing backwards.
It's growing backwards. When I was a child,
bruh, they shouldn't touch any of them. They should not touch Kevin Hart. They should never touch your sweetheart, Dave Chappelle. There are so many people that you can love. They love things, you should not. Just understand. None of the Hemsworth brothers, Miley Cyrus, Bia, hello. If anybody go close to Rihanna, Beyonce, Ciara, Celine Dion. Okay.
Who be Celine Dion?
Celine Dion. You don't know her? Celine.
This is my... This is my Calabar babe, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion now.
I know Celine. Celine. Celine Dion.
Ima Celine.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
All right, guys. So you thank you
I'm
very
just,
much.
I'm getting very emotional now thinking about it.
Listening, liking, and subscribing. And yeah. Also check out our sponsors down in the description from Umaya. Manshift Club. And then
and Milkers.
Milkers.
Which is not a biscuit, by the way. It's sweet.
And they've not started making
they've
biscuits.
Not it's pure bliss.
Milk close pure bliss is for actual degenerates.
Chris, you that did the, I remember no, that there was like a time in my grandpa last week they chop them on his steads.
No, I don't like
on his steads, my G. On his steads.
The
wafer.
Okay, no, the wafer is the exception.
Shut up your mouth. And you know the wafer is got the cream, it's got the strawberry, it's got the chocolate. Except they've changed it.
Anyways, guys, this is going to be the end of the episode.
I'm getting really
next
emotional.
Next week's episode, we talk about Nicole's life. No. Nicole takes us in
on it.
No, this is my episode. I came up with this idea. Next week's episode is Nicole's idea. So
I'm taking all the
honor. Just know that Nicole actually did not do anything and she doesn't care. Thank you guys.
Now I'm going to be asking him some personal questions.
Thank you guys. My name is Prince.
My name is Nicole. You said your name for the first time twice.
Yeah.
Oh,
my name is Prince Obasimbong.
Oh, shit face. My name is Nicole, man. Yeah, and
you just listened to Zero Expectations podcast. And you know our motto. If you had expectations,
you wouldn't be here. Zero, 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 zero,
zero. Zero.
That's how many fucks I give.
Zero, zero, zero. Bye, guys.
Zero.